Tony, Jason Leisure's here. Let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Let's go now. You fire the first shot. Let's go, man.
Jason Leisure.
I'm here in the studio at The Score. This is a very, very special honor for you.
Bears writer for the Chicago Sun-Times.
I don't really like doing the radio, man.
Yes.
I don't like doing sports radio like the typical. That's why I've wanted to be on your show, because your show is, what's the word for it? Interesting. Oh.
Co-host of the Halas Intrigue podcast. His takes will leave you speechless.
You guys are in here talking about, the darkest subject I could have thought of. That's like my greatest fear in life.
For me, literally.
Jason Leisure with Lawrence Holmes on 670 The Score.
We love when Jason Leisure comes and hangs out on the show. If he were on the phone, I'd tell you he was joining me on the Alpamonte Ford hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park, they got 500 new and used vehicles for you to choose from. But he's not. He's here in studio, which means another Hub 51 gift card for him.
Yes.
That's exciting.
It's worth the four-hour drive from Halas Hall to the studio to do it.
On Friday, I am hosting Sports Talk Live on NBC Sports Chicago. And I forgot that we are doing our radio shows from Kenosha on Friday.
What?
Yeah.
Kenosha, Wisconsin?
Yeah.
You're doing your show in Kenosha, Wisconsin?
Yeah, we're doing like a superhero team up with our sister stations in Milwaukee.
Okay.
So you can kind of meet halfway. And I'm just sitting there going, how in the world? Because it was the worst part of my job as someone who covered the Bears every day. Was the commute back to the city from Halas Hall. Halas Hall, like, for people who don't understand, like, it's not a Soldier Field.
It's got to be the farthest facility from the center of the city in the league, I would think. I mean,
where is Flowery Branch in Atlanta? Because I feel like that's far.
Atlanta
too.
Is very bad traffic, so it doesn't have to be that far.
Yeah, and it's sometimes you get a pocket and you can make it back into the city in like an hour and 15 minutes, and sometimes it is 3 hours.
The only time it's good is like the dead of night. And then you just pray there's not construction.
Correct. That is so. I'm still trying to figure out how this is all going to work on Friday. I think I got enough time to get back down, but I don't know if there's going to be a long like transition segment with McNeil and Parkins. I think at 2 o'clock, I'm like, I gotta go. And then just get in the car.
I'm not coming back in. I'm not coming in for a. I'm not joining you in studio in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Well, I mean, honest, to tell you the truth,
it might be easier.
It would be easier for you from Halas Hall to get to Kenosha than it would be for you to get down here, which is why we appreciate you coming to hang out.
Yeah.
What's with the jacket today, man?
I have other stuff today. I have some family stuff today.
You look spiffy.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
It's good stuff.
Speaking of family, by the way, my grandfather said he was going to listen today, so we have to keep the language...
above board.
No. I was going to say below board.
Oh.
Yeah, like more profane.
Okay, well, I mean, there's only so far we can go, but what's your grandfather's name?
Mike.
What's up, Mike? Thanks for listening to the show. We appreciate it. And Jason's a good friend to this show. We like that.
I caught another friend. I caught Dion on the way out. I can't believe you had Dion Miller in here. I mean, I can believe it because this is who she is. Like, she's talking about this Bears season, and she still sounds so pleasant.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you talk about everything that's going on here with the Bears and all the failures and disappointments, and she's still like delightful to listen to.
Oh yeah, she's one of those people that when she walks into a room, things get better.
Yes,
they're not a lot of people that are like that. She's one of them. Like, there's always a big smile. She's always got a hug for everybody, and she brings the energy. Like, she's a high energy human being. Oh, I'm being told that I totally screwed that up. That I don't have to go to Kenosha on Friday.
It's for Bears-Packers week.
Oh, that would make more sense. That would make way
would
more
make
sense.
Yeah.
All right, good. Then I don't have any problems. I can do transitions as long as I want on Friday. I'm probably still going to leave at 2 o'clock, though.
I mean, you could go to Kenosha anyway.
I'm good.
Lawrence.
I'm good.
I like you, and I respect you. You know there's a butt coming here, right?
Sure.
You're doing In the Hunt talk today?
Yeah.
With this team at 4-5?
Yes.
You got to be kidding me, man.
It's on the graphic.
Like,
it's on the graphic, Jason.
Seattle is a wild card, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like,
There's only one wild card spot that's up for grabs. There's only one.
And it's Minnesota's?
But.
And Minnesota's how many games ahead of them?
Three. But the Bears beat them
for
once
now.
this year.
For now, the Bears have that.
They have a chance to beat them twice. They're in the hunt until Sunday. That's all I'm saying.
I can't go with you on that walk, man.
They're there until Sunday. And then if they lose on Sunday, it's completely over and we don't have to worry about it anymore. But if they win on Sunday. I'm thinking maybe that soundbite you should have like a little lower because it clearly scared Dion.
Yeah, he's two for two on scaring the crap out of you.
Probably scaring people as they're driving. It's somebody gets this at a red light, they might just hit the gas.
We don't want that. That would be bad.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That'll slap so hard, though.
No.
Like, oh, man. Listen to that Lawrence Holmes show. Made me crash my car. I want those bots.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to two. Go crash your car to it.
No, so good, you'll run your car off the road.
Yeah, I don't like that. I want.
Has Journey ever slapped, by the way?
I'm sure they have.
The problem is, Tony, people wouldn't do that because it was so good. They would do it because it was so jolting. I don't know that jolting is a word you want associated with your program ever.
There's that great, was it Howard Stern's?
I mean, Tony gives us takes all the time, so.
Howard Stern's Private Parts, where he has the situation with the lady who's sitting on the speaker doing all sorts of stuff. And then when she gets to where she needs to go, one of the cars like crashes as they're listening to it. So I mean, that'd be great. I mean, being Stern big would be great, but no, I'd like for, especially today, because there's still a little bit of ice out there and stuff. You don't want, oh, here's something for you.
Sure.
Yesterday, while all the snow and stuff was happening, I explained to Tony that by where I live, I will often see people surfing.
Surfing?
Yeah. Actually surfing.
What do you mean?
Like they have surfboards and they go on the water on Lake Michigan around the Museum of Science and Industry and surf. And Tony kind of looked at me like, okay, boomer. Okay, old man, that doesn't really happen. And then yesterday, I think it was your paper that had like pictures of people out on Lake Michigan yesterday surfing.
I haven't
seen
that.
That's now a thing.
I believe you, but what are they wearing? I get why they do it because anyone will do any kind of crazy thing, you know, just because it's crazy and no one else is doing it.
Well, the waves are supposedly really good, but you get the big, thick wetsuits. They're supposed to be super warm. And you go out there and you surf.
Yeah, I don't think that's for me, man.
It's not for anyone who's sane.
Walking outside is hard enough at this
time. Yes! Can you imagine walking onto a beach in bare feet or little footies yesterday?
It's not anyone that'd do this. This is white people stuff.
Okay, I mean, you had to say it. Because, you know, white. But
WPS is real.
Yeah. I don't see any, I have not seen any black people do it yet. Cause you know what happens? Y'all do stuff and we're like, hey, we can do that too. And then we go do it and we're like, this is stupid. Cause that's stupid. Surfing yesterday while it's snowing but it's super windy. So the waves are big.
Can I object just as a white person? I think I'd prefer for this not to become like a white people thing.
You want to
that we surf on Lake Michigan in November.
Yeah. But the wind is great and the waves were high. So people did it.
Huh. All right.
Yeah. You know, I thought you might find that interesting.
As a white person?
No. As my friend, I thought you would. And I know that you have a lot of thoughts on that area because of the history of it. And it's funny to me. Like I was driving in and I'm like, oh, they're going to be out here surfing today. And sure enough,
that's crazy.
People were out here surfing. That's what they were doing.
All right.
That's what.
So no part of you is interested in trying that,
I'm sure. No,
right?
I would die.
Even if I told you, like, hey, it's safe, which is probably not, and you'd stay warm, which you probably won't.
No.
And like, I'd teach you how to do it, which I couldn't.
I'm not a great swimmer to begin with, obviously. And I don't think that doesn't. I'm not interested in that at all. Like, to me, the whole. Just getting to the water. Let's say that it was worth it once you got to the water for the adventure of it, the camp of it, or whatever. I was looking at the beach going, I don't want to step one foot onto the beach today. I saw someone running last night. Me and Mel, we went out to scout. We're driving back, and someone was out running on the lakefront last night. I'm like, there's so many dangers.
Yeah.
So many. First of all, a lot of places south of the city off of Lakeshore Drive are closed down because the waves are so crazy. So there's a chance that you could get hit by waves. There's probably ice on the trail, even though they do a great job of clearing that thing. The value of running in that weather, to me, I don't get why people do it.
No, it's treadmill season, man.
Yes!
I mean, if I didn't have little children, if I didn't have a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old, I'm done being outside, other than like walking to my car.
This was pretty bad yesterday, where we know we live in Chicago and stuff happens, but yesterday was just a gut punch.
Yeah.
It's just like, come on, man.
Sunday wasn't that bad for the Bears game, but when you get into this weather, that's when it's like, man, do you really, even if they're good, do you really want to be out at the game?
No.
Do you really want to be out at a game in places like Chicago,
Pittsburgh,
Green Bay, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Cincinnati? Maybe Cincinnati's not that bad, but some of those cities like New York, do you really want to be out at the game in this?
No. The Vikings had it right. It snows up here a lot.
Yeah.
Let's play inside.
Right.
That's the way it should work. People are tweeting me saying that folks are still out there on
right now. I feel like this is going to get unfunny real fast because there's going to be something terrible that happens.
I don't know how it has.
What you don't want is for this to happen, and then they're playing back, and local radio host Lawrence Holmes had a good chuckle about it.
No, you're right.
Here's the clip.
Here's the clip of him and Sun Times writer Jason Leisure.
It's time to distance myself from this.
They
I don't know about that, Lawrence.
And earlier in that segment, they had even joked about people crashing their cars. And then I'm on the front page of the Sun Times next day, just like Elmo shrug.
Yeah, we would do that.
That's exactly what you guys would do. It's exactly what you would do.
It'd be lo ho no mo.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Lo ho no mo.
That's the stuff we do.
That would work out.
Yeah, that's our kind of headline.
Or lo ho go or something like that. I blame it all on Tony, man. I bust toss Tony. Because one thing I learned from Chris Carter, gotta have a fall guy.
Is yours Tony?
I mean, in this scenario, it would be. Okay. In this scenario.
In other scenarios, it's Rick.
I mean, there are times that we can make camp. That he doesn't deserve this one. Tony would. Yeah. He would absolutely deserve it.
I'm here for all the smoke.
No, you're not, though, because we do know that there's one red line that you won't cross.
Let's move on, please.
See? I'll tell you during the break.
Okay.
Do you want to stick around or you got to go?
No, I'm here, but, you know, that's not that fun for all the listeners.
What I love about the listener of this show is they've kind of figured it out. They kind of know, considering where Tony grew up and how old Tony is, what his red line might be, the thing that he wishes he could say on the air, but he knows that if he says it, he's in trouble, specifically here in Chicago. They've kind of figured it out, but there's still a little bit of mystery that should be involved in
all
radio.
Right, okay.
Can we do our Around the NFL segment with you?
Hey, man, I'm here for this. Let's go.
All right. So you need to start thinking about things that you think you know about the NFL.
Okay.
All right. We'll do that with Jason Leisure, Tony Gill, and Rick Camp next here on The Score.
It's time for What Do You Think You Know?
We do this every week. This segment is being brought to you by Burlington Stores. Help spread the warmth. Join Burlington's annual coat drive through January 20th. Donate a coat at Burlington Stores to help your neighbors in need. As thanks, receive 10% off your purchase. Find your store at burlington.com. So each week, the crew and I talk about what we think we know in the NFL, and we're usually proven wrong. Luckily, Jason Leisure of the Sun Times is here.
An expert
on the NFL because he covers the NFL for the Sun Times. So we can have his expert input into this. I'll start. I think I know, after 10 weeks of football, that the MVP race is down to two guys. Lamar Jackson of the Baltimore Ravens and Russell Wilson of the Seattle Seahawks. I think I know that. Watching Lamar toy with defenses now. Spin moves in the middle of the field.
That play, man.
It's incredible watching him. You know what the other thing that I think I know? I think, like, looking at the of Lamar's facial structure and, like, his upper body, I think I know if he wanted to, he could put on another 25 pounds. Because he looks like he's got, like, a good, like, base structure for all of that. But he's had an incredible year, and watching him has been great. I'm going to save you for last, unless you're ready.
I can go.
All right, what's something you think you know about the NFL?
I think I know that not only is Trubisky behind those two star quarterbacks in his draft class, that now, like, the underclassmen are coming in after him and passing him, like Lamar Jackson. And that makes it even worse.
Me and you get no argument from this crew. If you started looking at the, like, you started looking at the other quarterbacks, and I asked you, if I asked you Baker Mayfield or Trubisky, who would you take?
Baker.
Who would you take, Campy? Baker Mayfield or Mitch?
Baker?
That's a good way. The way you said it is exactly the way I feel. Baker?
With a question mark at the end?
Yes. Tony?
Baker.
Okay. Gardner Minshew or Mitch?
You have these guys pop up now, Lawrence. You have Gardner Minshew and Mason Rudolph, and you're sitting there like, boy, are they better? I don't know.
I made this point last week that there's a significant amount of backup quarterbacks that are also better than Mitch.
The young guys walk in now, and they're passing him.
Not the point that you made.
Yeah, Tony said every backup.
And I tried to walk you back to say maybe 10 of the backups are better than Mitch.
And as Jeff Driscoll was going up and down the field, I was like, I didn't mean it. Please don't be better than Mitch.
Tony was really hoping that Driscoll would get that touchdown at the end and a two-point conversion, because it would have cemented his point that the backups are better.
Yeah.
That's what he was hoping for.
You know what drives me nuts? And what drive me crazy as a viewer is that, okay, Lamar Jackson, I don't know if he's going to turn out to be a Hall of Famer, but you know he has the capability to do what you saw in that highlight reel play. And just knowing every week when you turn on the TV that you could see something like that has got to be so much more exciting than watching Mitch Trubisky and all the horrible quarterbacks I covered in Miami.
Yeah, it's pretty satisfying, I'm sure, for Lamar and his family to be like, y'all thought this man was going to be a receiver.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's out. And you start looking at his stats over his first 16 games and who you can compare them to, where, like, touchdown to interception ratio and yards per attempt. And you're like, oh, that guy's a legend. That guy's going to the Hall of Fame. That guy's in the Hall of Fame. And he's doing stuff like that. It's awesome.
I think it's changing. He may change how we start viewing quarterbacks now, in terms of, all right, can you get me touchdowns? Can what you do just get me touchdowns? No matter how you do it, can you get me 6 points?
Yep. I think it's I think that everyone should go, hey, sometimes instead of trying to fit the square peg in the round hole, you adjust to the round hole. So maybe that's what we're seeing. Tony, what's something you think you know about the NFL?
Going on piggybacking off Lamar Jackson, I think John Harbaugh should be the NFL's coach of the year because of that risk, because building around a guy nobody believed was a legitimate quarterback and now winning on a significant level, beating the Patriots, and they seem like a pretty tough out when the playoffs comes around. He is my coach of the year this year.
I agree that he absolutely deserves to be in the conversation. I would offer Mike Tomlin to you as a rebuttal, because there's no good damn reason why the Pittsburgh Steelers are 5-4. They had to go all the way down to a third quarterback. They made the trade for Minkah Fitzpatrick, and everyone was like, that doesn't make any sense. And he has completely changed what they are on defense and has made them dangerous. I would say that I have Harbaugh ahead of Tomlin, but don't discount the job that Mike Tomlin has done this year. It's incredible.
I hate that it has to be that way to win Coach of the Year, though. That it has to be that, you know, you just exceeded expectations, because that trophy should be renamed for Bill Belichick. But he'll never get it.
No.
I'm sure he might have gotten it once or twice at some point, but he's never a candidate, because it's like, they just did what they always do.
Of course, it's Belichick and Brady.
They do what they do because he's pretty good.
And we should probably, like, that the reason that Tony brought up for why Harbaugh deserves consideration is exactly why Belichick is coach of the year every year. Because it doesn't matter what the Patriots' system is, They will tailor it each week. They will do whatever it is they have to do to win a game. If he thinks the opponent is weak in run defense, he will run the ball 40 times in a game. He's not like beholden to, well, my offense needs to do this and we need to do. No, we're going to do whatever it takes, beat you into submission.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Tony's saying about John Harbaugh. And it works for Bill Belichick, and too.
Tony's right about John Harbaugh, though. John Harbaugh did do that. I mean, he pretty much put aside any ego that he might have about how things ought to be done. You know, what you see coaches fall into that trap all the time. And he said, well, what do we do with this guy? This guy's an incredible talent. Let's take this incredible talent and figure out what to do with him.
A texter says, Gruden. I think that there's an argument for John Gruden, too. His team might make the playoffs, and we were all laughing at him. Knock on wood if you're with me. Campy, what's something that you think you know about the NFL after Week 10?
I think I know that Dak Prescott's a better quarterback than Kirk Cousins, but if I had to choose a team to trust in the playoffs right now, I'd choose the Vikings over the Cowboys.
Why?
Because I trust the rest of their roster more, and I love the way that they're being coached. With the Cowboys' offense, it seems to be kind of touch and go whether they get the smart offensive weeks where they're being more creative and getting guys into, you know, open spaces and being just putting guys in position to succeed. But with the Vikings, they know what they are, they have their identity, and they do it every single week, and they have enough talent to where they can balance out that defense.
Those catches that Kyle Rudolph made Sunday night, that was and the throw that Cousins, like, everyone's given Patrick Mahomes, as they should, props for the jump throw. You had a jump throw from Kirk Cousins where you're like, wow, I didn't know he could do that. And he makes a throw and ends up being a touchdown.
And if you can assume Adam Thielen is at least relatively healthy for the playoffs, he adds that extra dynamic to their offense.
I don't trust either of those teams, either of those quarterbacks. I would not let either of those teams watch my kids.
Same here.
Yeah.
Why don't you trust them?
Because they're never who you think they're going to be. You always get this false belief in both of those teams.
And in
both of those quarterbacks.
That's why I'm not ready to concede that the Bears are going to continue to fall behind the Vikings. That's why you can't, even though you would rather have Kirk Cousins' numbers over the last couple of years than Mitch, I don't trust him.
He's not good. No, he's not good. But I don't think I just can't even get my head in that space. Like if I'm trying to think of what the Bears fan is thinking today, I can't get into this mindset of, well, they're going to win these and be back in it. I'm more at a point of like, I hope that out of the last seven games, I hope that you guys that are watching get a couple of nice blocks of 3.5 hours of entertainment. And that's what Sunday was to me.
Sure.
Against the Lions.
It wasn't very entertaining, though.
You got a game where there was some drama and the Bears won no matter who they're playing against. And, you know, this has devolved to where most Bears seasons are anyway.
Jason, you're stopping believing.
He's never believed.
Yeah, I didn't walk in here believing.
Yeah, so he didn't really stop. But that's why I say just win Sunday. That's all you have to worry about. Beat a Rams team that's your mirror image. They got problems, man. And the quarterback there, they gave way too much money to a bad quarterback.
Yeah, that's the mistake the Bears can't make.
They cannot make that same mistake. Speaking of quarterbacks, I think I know that Jimmy Garoppolo is just okay.
Super mid.
He's okay. I don't know if there's anything special other than how good looking he is. He's okay. Like, you can probably win with him. But he's not going to be the reason that you win. Is that fair?
Probably, yeah. He'll be the reason you beat some bad teams here and there, probably.
Maybe.
He can do that.
But you know what they've done? Like, we're going to mitigate this guy. We're going to have this crazy run game and this short passing game with tight ends, and we're going to make it all work out until you have to rely on him late in games. Like yesterday when you're watching him at first I was sitting there going, why is Seattle punting? Like, go for it on 4th and 2. And then I'm like, oh, Jimmy Graps is out there.
They figured out he's mid.
And he's going to throw the ball away 3 times. They're going to get it back real quick.
But you can win with a second tier quarterback if you're good everywhere else. And the Bears kind of thought they might be doing exactly that this year. But you can't win with one of those bottom-tier quarterbacks.
I agree. All right, Jason, what's something you think you know?
I think I know. I don't think I'm playing this game right. But I think I know that the Bears broadcasts should come with a warning, not unlike pharmaceutical drug commercials. Like, this product may cause dizziness, dry mouth, etc. And don't operate heavy machinery or drive a car after watching the Bears offense.
Yeah, that's... No, you're playing the game, right?
Okay.
That's totally fine. Tony, what's something you think you know about the NFL?
I know everybody has their MVPs, but I'm going to add a person that I think we all forgot. Dalvin Cook, I think, should be in consideration for MVP. And here's why.
Is Tony one of these guys that he's got like his top five MVP candidates and it's like 17 guys?
Yes.
Okay.
He's one of those.
Let's hear about Dalvin Cook, Tony.
All right. So when Adrian Peterson won MVP through his first two games, he had 195 attempts, about 1,100 yards rushing, 29 receptions, 7 touchdowns. Dalvin Cook has 203 attempts. He's about to get to the 1,000-yard mark.
Should I be writing this down, Tony?
10 rushing touchdowns and 40 receptions and killing them, obviously, in the receiving yards. So he's on similar wave of Adrian Peterson's MVP season, and that means I think he should be considered.
Too bad there are quarterbacks doing otherworldly things, or else he'd have a shot.
Thanks for bringing the show to a halt there, Tony. Lawrence was checking his phone.
I was.
Sorry.
Campy, what's something you think you know about the NFL?
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think the Cleveland Browns are not 100% out of it.
Hold up!
Let me read off their schedule, and this is the reason.
Let's go!
They still have 2 with Pittsburgh, which not looking great. 2 with Cincinnati, Miami, Arizona, and 1 with Baltimore.
Doesn't one more loss, though, kind of end them, though?
Have you looked at the AFC?
Are they, 3-7?
3-6.
3-6.
I guess I should have phrased it as they'll definitely be better than the Bears, or at least they'll be more in contention than the Bears will be.
Wow.
But that's what I think the Browns will be more in contention than the Bears will be.
They're 3-6. Pittsburgh has the 6th seed right now at 5-4, and they play each other twice, I think.
But, all right.
You know, this is what happens, though, is like, that sounds ridiculous to me. And
that's pretty ridiculous.
And that's what all the Bears talk about the playoffs would sound like anywhere else in the country. This happens, though, and it happens to me even as an objective media member. As I start thinking, like, yeah, they could, or you, like, yeah, they could do it. Whereas anybody that is outside of these city limits
goes, no,
would say, what are you talking about?
Just win Sunday.
But
with that schedule, they have more guaranteed wins than, or guaranteed in quotes, wins than the Bears.
That's true.
Winnable games.
That's true.
That's the beauty of the NFL. Everybody's in the hunt, even when you start off bad.
No, but I mean, they weren't. If you weren't on the graphic, you're not in the hunt. You got to be on the graphic.
That, it's the great trick of the NFL. It's the great deceit of the NFL.
Look,
that they can string along so many teams into thinking they have a chance.
But we love being tricked, though.
It is
fun while you're being tricked. Before you know what reality actually is, it is fun.
I'm not here to tell you that it's possible. It's possible that on an NFL broadcast, considering that there was going to be another NFL broadcast of a nationally televised game, that the Bears may have creeped into the in the hunt graphic for that reason. And so the Bears fans be like, hey, Sunday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in the hunt with the Rams. That's possible. Jason, I appreciate you coming to hang out with me.
Hey, it was fun, man.
This was a lot of fun. This is what we think we know about the NFL. We do it every week on Tuesdays.
Yeah. A lot better than the first iteration of this.
Yeah, this is better. We all know our roles now. Jason is fits in perfectly with the ridiculousness of this show.
He crapped all on this segment the first time.
Because he didn't want to talk about sports, and I don't blame him.
We get into the segment, and Tony starts reading off stat. I lost track of what point he was making.
He did, too.
He starts reading me attempts and rushes, and I was like,
he totally lost track of what he was trying to say.
That's the opposite of stay in your car radio. That's people, like, hurrying, like, driving off the road to get out of their car. Better to be in a ditch than to hear this.
Better to be in a ditch than to talk about Mitch? Yeah! Yes! The bottom of the hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Chicago Wolves Youth Hockey Program is presented by Kia. Go to chicagowolves.com/youth hockey to learn how you can get your team on the ice to play during intermission of a Wolves game. We are winners. We are the Wolves. That's Jason Leisure. He hosts the Hallis Intrigue podcast. He covers the Bears for the Sun-Times. He's a good friend of the show. and we adore having him here. I need to take a timeout. We'll be back after this on The Score. This segment is being brought to you by Subway. Subway restaurants feature a different 6-inch sub for $3.79 every day. Subway, make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied. You thought I was going to let the whole show go by without telling you that DePaul went into Iowa City last night and dog walked the Iowa Hawkeyes? Take that, Aunt Heron! Yeah! Woo! All right, that's enough. So they're 4-0 on the season. It's a big win in Iowa City for DePaul last night. I did a whole podcast on it for LoHo Daily today. So if you're a DePaul fan, you're like, where's my coverage? The coverage is on my podcast and you can check it out. I had a really weird interaction last night because I went out to go watch the Monday night game and I ran into Stephen Bardo and he was saying how he thinks that before the game started, he says he thinks that DePaul is a tournament team. So keep that in mind. LoHo Daily today, all about DePaul dog walking Iowa. With a first pick in the plumbing and heating supply draft, Contractor Select SupplyHouse.com. With next day delivery speed and total inventory coverage, SupplyHouse.com does it all. Stop wasting your time, money, and everything else. SupplyHouse.com, your online supplier for plumbing, heating, and HVAC. Take it to the house, SupplyHouse.com. I'll talk McNeil and Parkins next here on The Score.